Nalema kulila misozi, nikayanga na banja latu. Kupadwa tinabadwa mushe, koma lelo lipazulika. Nikale, tinakalapo kondwela. Lelo heka, tutikumbukila kweta chokela. Amai kubutika mutima, koma zoti tazisoa. Nimaona misozi masomu wake. Ni mafuto wabale ni mafuto.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining us, Zambia Block Talk Radio. It's January the 12th, 2019. It's already the 12th. Roger, we're already saying 12th. I'll tell somebody very soon will be saying May, then September, then independence of Zambia. We do thank you for joining us. It's 9:01 Eastern Standard Time, 2 p.m. in the United Kingdom. And it's, 1900 hours or 7 p.m. in the Russian world and the Western Pacific. We do thank you for joining us from wherever you're calling from. And like we say in these parts of the world, good morning, America. Today we have a great show. We're talking to a brilliant, magnificent lady, and she's going to tell us some exciting things about her life. She is the first ever Miss African Union Queen to be crowned in this contest, and we'll hear what she has to say. My co-host today is none other than Matilda Mwava Lucas. Matilda, how's Florida today?
Good morning, Nathan. Thank you for having me. We are having a great weather, better than the Midwest, but Florida as well. Thank you.
Okay. Looking forward to a great show and exciting. You wanted to say something? Okay. We're going to have an exciting.
Go ahead,
yes.
Nathan.
Hi, Roger. Let's say hello to the Canadians.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. We are okay here in Canada. The winter has not been bad. I've been very, very, very mild. So,
excellent.
That's been well.
Yes. So, this discussion is interesting because this was the first ever Miss African Union pageant held and the Zambian won. So, it's interesting, and I'm very excited that we are going to be talking to this dynamic, magnificent lady, Miss Lukwesa Morin. Hi, Lukwesa. Welcome and good morning.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Excellent. Firstly, congratulations on winning this first ever Miss African pageant. And how is it going this far, so far?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. So far, I'm just currently devising a proposal for what I plan to execute and different initiatives that I want to take on with respect to what my platform is. But I have not yet received a program from the AU, so I'm just waiting on that.
Okay. I like the word you've used, the proposal. Dr. Patrick, I'm sure, is nodding his head to hear that. Now, to begin with, it's obvious that there are numerous young ladies like you in the diaspora, or let's say in the United States, of African descent. How did you get to that point of being selected as Miss Zambia? And, of course, the other young, what was the process like to get to the point of participating in the finals?
So the point with respect to Miss African Union, I mean, what was the process like for being elected as that title?
Yes.
So there were different numerous questions that were fielded at the contestants because we were competing. I competed with 17 other countries, and
basically they wanted a well-rounded future queen. And I believe that what set me apart was that I actually had previous experience with international development. I worked as an environmental consultant for the World Bank in conjunction with United Nations World Food Program. And so in 2016, what I did was I led an entire mission project, and the focus was on disaster risk management. And we were creating a framework for that in Lesotho because they're very prone to natural disasters. So I think that that component, as well as a very realistic goal for what my platform execution strategy was going to be, is what set me apart from most of the contestants.
Okay. Before you go to the finals, what I'm trying to understand or get from you is that how were you selected, let's say, from the among other Zambian girls before you go to the finals? What was the process like?
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. So I worked with a pageant director. Her name was Amanda Cibeso. And basically, she was basically promoting me for the Miss Zambia America title within the States, with the Zambia diaspora. And so she encouraged me to go forward and participate. They held an event that took place in Houston, Texas, and it was called Beauties of the Universe. And so within that pageant, within that system, they had like Miss Maximum pageant system. Then they had the Miss Africa America pageant system with Amanda. And so she encouraged me to compete with that program for the Zambian title as Miss Zambia.
Okay.
And so with that, it was basically asking questions related to culture, heritage. So I mentioned how my mother, who was from Lusaka, Zambia, she had taught me about the kitchen parties that are culturally held, especially with marriages or when someone's about to enter matrimony, as well as just the different traditions, the cooking. She speaks Bemba, so I had mentioned how I knew a few words in such as Mulishani, and just funny expressions
okay.
that she would tell me jokingly, like "Inde kulofala," you know, just really funny expressions that are spoken.
I like that. So, I like that.
I think it was just that appreciation for it and the willingness to adapt that, as well as my American kind of upbringing that appealed to the judges for that competition.
Okay. Let me take you back to Beauties of the Universe before my colleague asks questions. I'm interested in that Beauties of, of the Universe. What other countries were represented, and what was like the feature of the whole thing? What were they trying to achieve, or the objective by doing these Beauties of the Universe?
So it was basically an international competition. So you had women from Peru, Argentina. I know that there was one from, I believe, in like Mexico. I'm trying to think of which city it was. But they had basically women from all over the globe coming to Texas to compete in the pageant. So numerous different, numerous awards were actually given, numerous titles. So it wasn't just a win-all kind of competition. It was different levels. So they had like a Misses, and then they had a Miss. So they had one for the younger women, and as well as one for the older. And the goal of it was basically to unify women all over the world that basically want to do good work, want to be humanitarians, want to be kind of noted as that, and to build confidence within that system. That was the entire goal of that pageant.
Okay, cool. That's excellent. Matilda?
Well, Ms. Maureen, thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations on winning your title. Luquesa.
Thank you so
Luquesa
much.
Maureen.
Okay.
Okay. As I was saying, congratulations for winning Miss AU. You mentioned Miss Sibeso. I just wanted to name drop that I do know her, that she had won Mrs. Florida, and I believe she had won Mrs. America. I'm not sure about that, but she did contest widely, so it was good that you worked with her. I'm very interested in the program that you are currently developing. I know you are waiting for the AU to give you a program or a mandate, but on your own, as you're preparing, how are you preparing to use your platform moving forward?
That's a great question. So with the platform, it's pretty much, it's multifaceted. I'll start with that bit of information. It's going to focus on both hunger alleviation, youth development, and then the socioeconomic transformation of the continent. And so I believe with Agenda 2063 with the AU, that goal is for a strategic framework for a unified African continent. So in Africa, what the biggest issue is economically is that there's not a lot of unification with trade. There's not a lot of intra-African trade. So you have a lot of countries that, you know, for instance, Zambia is one of the fastest growing economies on the African continent. But the issue is that there's not a lot of diversified exports. So you're not getting the opportunity to trade freely as well as, you know, accessibly between other African countries. And I feel that that hurts a lot of economies from developing different portfolios and being able to provide more jobs for people. So hence you have a lot of unemployment issues. And so a lot of these factors stem from the lack of unity within social, economic, and political realms. So with Agenda 2063, that's the aim with the AU. And so that's going to be part of my platform. And then with hunger, you have a lot of malnourishment rates. So having worked with UN World Food Program, I devised a strategy in Lesotho to basically create emergency relief food banks across Lesotho, such as like food banks that people could go to in times of like emergency relief with like disaster or, you know, in case there was a food shortage in the area. And then literacy rates is also the biggest issue affecting most African countries. So I basically targeted the three top issues that most of the African countries are grappling with. And it just made more sense to me to approach it that way.
Okay, noted. So to follow up the question, with Africa being so large, 54 countries, how are you planning on tackling some of these programs? Would you be working closely with the AU here on American soil, or will there be plans to visit the different countries? And the second part of the question is, are the first and second princesses helping you in this project?
These are awesome questions. So to answer the first part of your question, so my aim was to visit, and this is what I wrote in my proposal, my aim was to visit at least four countries that kind of encompass all of Africa, but on different sides. So I wanted to visit Nigeria, quarters of the AU, where it all began. I definitely wanted to visit Zambia and meet with the embassy there, as well as the president, and then Kenya. So they basically comprise north, south, eastern, and western you know, parts of Africa. And I know that with the AU, I'm still waiting on the program, so I'm not exactly sure within what capacity they would be assisting me, or, you know, if they'd be traveling with me. I'm still waiting to hear back from them regarding that. And then the third part with the runner-ups, I'm hoping they can assist me, whether it's like, you know, a trip to Ethiopia to speak at the summit, or even if it's visiting an embassy in Nigeria. I'm hoping that the first and second runner-ups can definitely assist me with that, because they're equally as passionate about this as I am. And I was just going to kind of extend on that with the platform. My plan was basically to focus on hunger issues in Zambia, kind of spread that framework in the Zambian country and see if it can kind of go out towards the southern region. And then literacy, I was going to promote that with the Ministry of Education in Ethiopia. Again, these are just my ideas going forward with my proposal. And then focus on youth development in areas such as Kenya and kind of just mm-hmm. spread out that platform so that I'm making as much of an impact as I right. possibly can. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope that answered your question.
Yes, it does. It does. So many other questions come in. I'll have Nathan come in and jump in at this juncture.
Sure thing.
Okay.
Sure
obviously, Lukwesa, it's obvious that you have a mammoth task here as the first African Union queen. Anybody who is a pioneering figure or character tends to carry this heavy burden. Having said that, you have experience, or you've already worked in things to do with developing disaster risk management, specifically in Lesotho. So that sort of has got you ready for this hunger alleviation, things to do with intra-African trade. And I'll tell you what, this intra-African trade, you just hit a nerve as far as things that I'm very passionate about. Hunger is huge across the continent. Talk about hunger and just zero into that and how you intend to sort of approach it and take it.
So I noticed that with a lot of the issues that a lot of the development projects had, like such as UN and World Bank, you have a lot of impoverished nations taking loans from these international organizations, you know, whether they're coming in to do a project or providing, you know, aid relief with food exports or food programs. But the main issue is sustainability. There wasn't a lot of plans or initiatives with, okay, so you're coming in helping us, but how are we going to maintain this infrastructure on our own? And so that's where my platform extends, is with that sustainability factor. It's going to basically focus on how crops can be grown sustainably, how they can be resistant to kind of these natural disasters coming in. Such as places in like Ethiopia, where they experience a lot of drought, and so they're not able to sustain agriculture because of that. So my platform with that is going to focus on how to plan for these kind of disasters so that the food production is not impacted as much. And I think that that's a key part of the hunger issue, is that you're dealing with these maladies and you don't have recourse of how to solve them or prevent them from impacting the food sector, if you will. I definitely think it's a great idea to partner with international organizations that can provide funding towards food programs that can aim to do that. So the root of it is sustainability.
Excellent. What part of your passion or vision in this on what you're going to do is youth development, and I'm sure you are aware of the education system in Zambia, where they have a situation like if somebody doesn't get a certain grade point at the seventh grade, they drop out. On the ninth grade,
right.
It's the same. What do you think of that system? Do you think it contributes to their unemployment? The unemployment situation specifically in Zambia, and what do you, if you sit face to face with President Lungu, what would you say to him about this?
I would say that it's actually leading to community issues, because you have a lot of children that, you know, not everyone is learning at the same rate, and not everyone retains information the same way. So I think that it's very biased towards people that don't
have that capacity to learn in that way. So I would promote or suggest him to kind of integrate a more diversified approach. You know, kind of create different programs. People learn more visually. Some are more, word inclined, or whether it's visually or audio. So I would definitely promote something that's more diversified, so that all children can eventually pass. And I wouldn't set such a strict standard for that, because again, everyone's learning at a different rate. And I think what that does, because I know that with literacy, it's far more, illiterate rates are far more pronounced in girls than they are in men. And so I would definitely encourage more participation from young girls as well as boys with that, so that they can grow up to become effective members in their communities. Because how do you get a job without that education? So it's actually hurting the economy with such a strict standard for that.
Lucretia, before I give it back to Matilda, you hold this title for a year, right?
Yes, for 2019.
Okay, well, that's you have a lot to do in 1 year. Matilda?
Yes, it's like quite a busy year ahead.
Absolutely, yeah, it is. It is a lot, and it's a platform not to take lightly. You have a lot of work ahead of you. Now, a lot of times the world will watch different fashion pageants, and the contestants will tell us what they're going to do. Just like you have said, this is how you're going to use the platform. With the 12 months ahead, what are your plans to make sure that you are being heard? You know, I know you'll be working, and a lot of times we lose sight of what the winning contestant is doing, and we forget if they won, if they achieved their goal. Do you have plans to stay in the media, or to stay, to be active in social media, or just to make sure that your work is being circulated and everyone is up to date with that?
Yes. So basically, I'll be working with Davies. He's a media, social media kind of technology expert who works in the media currently. So we definitely, that's actually his number one goal, is to make sure that the social awareness aspect is maintained, whether that's creating my website, which is in the process of being made, Twitter, you know, Facebook, Instagram. The goal is to basically create more awareness for these projects so that it can get more people involved and hopefully attract more sponsors and people that, you know, such as partnerships that really want to get involved and are just as passionate about the initiatives as we are. And so that's definitely a big factor of the rain, is to kind of create this what do you call those? The Congo line, if you will, where one person's getting involved and then other people are thinking, hey, how can we help out with this? So that's definitely something we're focusing on, because the more of an impact you create, the better off I think it will be, because there's power in numbers, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely with the social media presence, we're going to maintain that strongly, with pictures, explanations, as well as kind of getting real life stories and accounts of people that are affected by these issues.
Okay. And I'll ask a favor of you, when you're on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, if you could tag us along ZBTR so that we can follow up with your progress and follow what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely.
It'll be hashtag ZBTR or at... Our handle is at Blog Radio.
Zambia Blog Radio.
Zambia Blog Radio.
Zambia Blog Radio.
Blog Radio.
Blog Radio. One way.
Excellent. No spaces. Zambia Blog Radio. And are you also on Instagram? Excellent. Okay.
No, we are not
on
Instagram. And look, some people are asking that they would like to follow you on Twitter. What's your Twitter at?
So right now, the Miss African Union Twitter is still being devised. He's working on that part. But
okay.
is there,
somewhere that I can, I guess, update you on that, like send you a memo with what the Twitter is going to be. It'll probably be, you know, like hashtag Miss African Union.
Okay. At Miss African Union. Yeah, we are on Facebook as well, Zanda Block Talk Radio. We should do that. Great stuff. We're looking forward to for you having a great and successful year. Before we sort of like wind up and get a final word and conclusion, let's allow our Canadian friends to ask a question or to say something. Roger,
absolutely.
I'm picking a fight here.
Yeah, thank you, Nathan, and congratulations, Lukesa. This is Roger in Cold Calgary here. I hear the areas you are going to tackle. These are massive. They are huge in 1 year. But you talked about the girls, and last week on this program we were talking about how we are having pregnancies, 4,000 in one district in Zambia. 4,000 pregnancies. I don't know. I would suggest that maybe you zero down on just one item, because, like you said, if we do not send kids, they are dropping out of school at sixth grade because of pregnancies. That is poverty right there. That is hunger right there. They will never go anywhere. Yeah. So it is just a comment that maybe as you zero in, because you've taken up huge, I mean, think about Nigeria. How many people are in Nigeria? 180 million? So those are huge. So maybe you want to just go into some of these countries, zero in into something. And Zambia Block Talk Radio, we would like to be your partners. We could partner maybe every quarter. You tell us what you are doing. I don't know. 1 or 2 cents we can push together to help your program.
That is amazing to hear, and I would definitely appreciate that. I guess with contact information, you guys are most accessible through Facebook or email. How would I be able to kind of update you and keep you updated on that platform or ideas that you may have going forward?
I think Facebook. We are very old fashioned here, maybe. But you can also receive Miss Lucas or Nathan will give you our emails. You can put us in your contact information.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And do the talk radio all kind of raise more awareness with these issues, like what the education and the pregnancy rates? Are those dominant issues that are talked about on the talk blog radio?
We talk about just about
everything and anything.
Everything. And we try to kind of get the government
To tell you the truth, as a radio, we are clocking 10 years this year. Sometimes we tend to
congratulations.
Be more political and... we've been trying with Nathan to try and bring in a woman-oriented program. So probably we can find people to support Ms. Lucas, yourself, every now and then you come and say, hey, guys, stay away from politics. There's real hunger in the nation. That is something I'm sure the men can help us calm down.
To my colleague's comment or point, it's like, you see, when I'm having conversations like, I know you know Miss Elizabeth and our amazing Auntie Sylvia, your aunt,
yes.
Miss Frida. I was talking to her last night, and she was excited to hear about you being on the show today. So, you see, for us, it's like when we're having conversations with those people that I've mentioned, it helps us to stay away from beating this drum of sounding like we are being critical, just being critical of the government. I mean, it's really an honor for us for you to be here and talk about what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Like my colleague has said, for us, we quickly jump on it and we want to partner with you. We'll be blowing your trumpet wherever you go.
I love that. It's all about unity. That's the whole goal of this.
We are noisemakers.
You
remember that
unity.
Expression in school, noisemaker?
Yes. do this together. Yeah, I think that's
yeah, we are noisemakers. So, look, as we wind up, what is the first thing that you intend to do, as you take off? And when is probably this going to happen?
So I'm hoping that I will receive an agenda or program from the AU within the next 3 months. I'm really hoping for that because that's kind of what I'm waiting on. Everything else is tentative. And so without their permission going forward with the AU title, I can't really be mobilized, if that makes sense. Because then it's kind of just me acting on my own accord without their awareness, which isn't ideal. But, I'm definitely hopeful they're working on it. And as soon as I find out, you'll be the first to know.
Excellent. You mentioned that you're going to address the African Union General Assembly?
Yes. So that's supposed to take place in Ethiopia. We're addressing different presidents from different member states on my platform, as well as introducing myself to people that may not be aware of this.
Excellent. I can't wait to hear that speech. I cannot wait to hear that speech.
Very excited.
Very excited
for you and with you.
Thank you so much. No, it means your support means a lot.
Yes, excellent. And well, ladies and gentlemen, Lukwesa Morin, Miss African Union Queen 2018 and 2019. Congratulations again. The Zambian flag is flying high.
Very proud.
Thank you
so much. Thank you all. It was such a pleasure to talk with you.
Excellent. All right.
I hope you have a wonderful
weekend.
Have
a great
weekend
and wish you all the best. Everyone, that was Lukwesa joining us. She's Miss African Union Queen for 2018 and 2019. We'll continue this conversation and we'll be talking about the next 10 years Zambia Block Talk Radio after this song.
That sounds great. God bless you guys.
Feel like you give me love, oh. Now you the catch in my shot, oh. For your sake, I go go touch you. We go drive around for my Porsche. Baby, pana, they say he like you, Allah. I get you, Allah. Baby, pana, anywhere that you go, I go follow you the code. Baby, pana, they say he like cassava. I get to beat cassava. Baby, pana, my love for you, you never die. You never die. Iba, iba, oh baby, iba, iba. Baby, you too sweet, whatever.
That was Lukwesa Morin, Miss African Union Queen 2018. She's actually Zambian. And hope you're enjoying your weekend wherever you're listening to us from. Good afternoon, Europe. Good evening, Western Pacific world, Australia, and all those parts of the world. Good afternoon, Africa. And good morning, America. Good morning, Titus. Hi, Dr. Musanje. Hi, Alan.
No one wants to greet our radio host this morning, Nathan.
Okay. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. You don't want to cut it. I know. I hear you. Okay. Let me try my fellow Maibuye here from Mokambo border. Hello, I'm about to...
Wino ya mama shuga chani.
Yeah, you see, Mufurira people never let down their own Mufurira people. Hi, Pianki.
Yeah, good man, morning, I'm Mufurira Nathan.
Yes, I did. Ningung for ya. Pianki, you doing okay?
Okay. I said good morning to you. I'm happy today. I'm down here in Louisiana where it's like 60 degrees, and St. Louis is like 4 feet of snow.
I hope you don't have plans to go back to Missouri soon. That storm looks
so you ran away.
I run away. I'll leave that up there with Roger. Yeah, let's let Roger handle that.
As a matter of fact, Yankee, you'll be surprised. I'm not in snow yet.
It's coming.
Oh, well, winter is even over. What are you talking about? Winter is over, buddy.
Okay. Before, just two or three things. Before we continue our conversation, you are all going to notice that, you see, it's important to evaluate oneself and how, as an organization, as a team, as we're doing things. And I was having a conversation, Roger and everybody, Dr. Patrick. We're going to continue our conversation here with Dr. Patrick about the next 10 years and the things that we need to be featuring or looking at. I was having a conversation with Matilda Roger, and she pointed out something that we are too generous with time on Zander Block Talk Radio. So one of our features you're going to be noticing, especially on this show, since mainly here what I do is host guests, we interview them and we talk to them, is we're going to develop a feature where we stop telling stories, Roger. We just get to the point, hit the main point, 30 minutes, we are done, and the other 30 minutes, we do something else.
Yeah.
That way we are able to cover a lot of things. I mean, Lupo is phenomenal. She's done a good job. I enjoy talking to people like that who just get to the point and don't tell stories. The second thing is, this is part of my favorite time of the year, Pianki. Playoffs. NFL playoffs. Playoffs. I enjoy this part of the year. Because you see, these guys, they play. Part of what I enjoy watching is college football, because the kids are passionate, they are young, they run fast. For some reason, the NFL players, Alan, if you are there, they switch. When it comes to playoffs, they just start playing football at a different level. I don't know if it's just me who has noticed that. Huh? The Eagles, comments. Dr. Patrick. I just enjoy this time of the year, and I'm looking forward to today's game.
He goes all the way.
Okay.
All the way.
Matilda, Pianki, I hope Kansas Chiefs won't fall apart again. Go ahead.
We won't.
Oh.
Today, I'm wearing full Chiefs gear from head to toe. I wish you could see me. It's Chiefs all the way. We are winning. And I hope we face off with the Rams, even though they're no longer St. Louis Rams. It would be nice to face off with them. But the Cowboys, I'm sure, I also want to face up with us. Eagles, you had your day, and that was nice. Just, you know.
Listen, they come in pairs, Ms. Lucas. But don't forget that. They come in pairs, like a shoe.
Okay. You honestly want to start that conversation about the Cowboys. Have you seen how we are just demolishing things when we are going? Just, boom, breaking down walls. If you face us, it means that's the end of your run in the playoffs. Okay. Dr. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning.
How are the Carolinas? Now, that Cam Newton boy, what's up with him? What's up? You know, I like the way he plays, but this season, just, I don't know, was he smoking something or what?
I don't know. I think everybody has to take the fifth on that one.
I know, right? We have a 10-point, Pianki. We talked about some things. Last week with Dr. Patrick, as we enter our 10th year celebration in September, Dallas, Texas, everybody mark your calendar. There are some things that Dr. Patrick has outlined here which we need to be reflecting on as we go along. Point number 4 and number 7, Dr. Patrick, are the things you want to deal with today. Remove, reduce corruption, put in electronic document filing systems. And number 7 is, how can we turn business plans into get-tourism income? Let's go to remove, reduce corruption, and put in electronic document filing system. How do you want to go from here?
Nathan.
Yes, sir.
Before we go into four, can I offer a suggestion for our sister, our lovely sister, Miss Zambia. Mm-hmm. I'll call her Miss Zambia. Even if she goes on to become Miss Universe, Miss World, I'll call her Miss Zambia. When our sister receives her assignment, ask her to ask those who gave her the assignment, ask her to ask them to give her training along with the assignment. Many times our contestants, they receive an assignment without training in that particular area. So ask her to ask those who give her that assignment to also provide training as to how best approach the assignment and how to become successful in achieving that assignment.
Important. That's very important. Mm-hmm. Like we've said, we shall stay in touch with her and walk alongside her. Whatever input we can make, we are there. Our goal is to see everybody succeed here. We are not the type who do crabology type of thing. Okay, let's hit the road running here, Dr.
Yes.
Pat. Mm-hmm.
With respect to number four, remove, reduce corruption. You can, it'll be very difficult to eliminate corruption, but we can go a long way to reduce it. And one of the approaches that's been successfully undertaken is a Millennium Challenge Corporation country. It's an Eastern European country, and they received monies in which to put on electronic filing, a documentation filing. Say if you're going to apply for a license, if you're going to apply for a visa, anything that has to do with exchange of money handling, if you can put that electronically where it reduces the amount of money exchanged from person to person, that would go a great way to reduce corruption. So
that's right.
A suggestion that can be done.
Yeah, it's true what you're saying, Dr. Pat. I don't know what others may want to comment on this, because I think isn't it just a matter of prioritizing where our funds, our tax, what do you call it, our tax revenue, which specifically, if we may say, for Zambia, ZRA just mentioned, Alan, let's say, and everybody, Bianchi, ZRA mentioned that they did what? Was that 300 million they collected? I can't remember the figure, Roger. They are always making those announcements, but my question is, how are those funds utilized? Isn't just a matter of investing in this, Dr. Patrick, electronic document filing?
Yes, you're talking about four or five systems in which money is exchanged from individual to agent. And once you identify those five areas, you electronically put it in the system where the money goes directly into the specific secretariat or goes specifically into the agency that's responsible for collecting and issuing certificates and documents.
Excellent. That's amazing. So then how do we get in, as the idea is not just to speak in abstract here, Dr. Patrick, how do we get involved? What input or investment should the diaspora or Zambia Block Talk Radio, for that matter, do towards this issue of reducing or removing corruption? What should we do? Because they say we talk too much.
let me add on to your question. Like we are saying, everything we want to be talking about is towards our assembly in September for the radio. Dr. Patrick, you have mentioned the Millennium Funds. I guess adding on to Nathan's question is, How can we access to the? How can we have access to these people? So that this be part of our platform as well, because we want to approach some of these things with solutions, not just maybe questions. So how can we access these people and inevitably access the funds, promote people who can build website or platforms, so that going forward we have some concrete solutions.
Initially, if you wish to contact the Millennium Challenge Corporation, that's usually 99% government to government. So you would have to encourage the government to reach out and apply for Millennium Challenge monies. On Zambia Block Talk Radio's end, what we can do is line up the experts that have experience in converting hand-to-hand money exchanges to electronic exchanges, documentation filing, and routing these type of monies from inputting your information and your cash that goes directly to the secretariat, and the secretary will issue you a receipt or certificate for that particular filing. So we, Zambia Block Talk Radio, can set up a contact list of experts, Zambian experts that can do this, or experts in the diaspora that can do this work. With respect to Millennium Challenge money, it's a long time in doing it, but it has to be initiated by the government of Zambia, because the government of Zambia has the documentations in which we need a paper trail to be issued. We need the government of Zambia in order to get realty statements, licenses, visas, all of this type of information where you know there's a hand-to-hand exchange of monies. So we have to have the government initiate it. And then when the government say, okay, we're going to initiate this particular program, these are the five areas. We need experts in order to reach these particular goals in these five areas. Then Zambia Block Talk Radio will be ready to say, well, here are the names of the experts that can do this.
But we shouldn't mention corruption, right, when you're proposing?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Yes, you mentioned it. You want to reduce and eliminate corruption. And the way to do that, we feel, is by reducing the hand-to-hand exchange of money. Yes, you put down on paper why you want to do this, why you want the money. That's what this Eastern European country did. They set out right front. There's a lot of corruption in the country, and the Millennium Challenge agreed with it, and they gave them a great deal of money. Now, we don't necessarily have to go to the Zambian government does not necessarily have to go directly to the Millennium Challenge Corporation. There are World Bank funds. There's International Monetary Funds. There are foundations like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundations. There is, and of course, there's us. There's the diaspora. There are also individual taxes that you can put on individuals, or you can put on corporations, or you can establish bonds. There are donations. So there are many ways of generating finances, but the major thing, or the primary thing that you have to do, is you have to establish the particular program. You have to identify the types of electronic conversion systems that you want to undertake. Once you establish that and you know the government is behind this, then you can find the money. You know that old saying, build the field and they will come? Establish the project. And it can be done.
You are faint, Matilda.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you hear me better? Okay.
Go ahead.
it's a question comment kind of a thing. I hope it doesn't expose my ignorance. But Dr. Patrick mentioned something, the diaspora, and while he was going through the list, I was thinking, before he mentioned that, I was thinking about how African governments, including our own, are usually answerable to foreign bodies or NGOs. You know, they will make sure that they follow that those guidelines or make sure that whatever they are doing, they meet the criteria that is being dictated to them by these other international organizations. Can we, as the diaspora, or Zambians in the diaspora, make our government answerable to us? Can we say, look, these, you know, to avoid corruption or to make sure that the money that is stated in the budget are actually going towards what was mentioned for the budget? Can we come up with things that the government can answer to us, or is there's no way the government can answer us?
I don't think the government can answer to what we're suggesting today, because the government has already made their commitment. If you recall some programs back, I suggest that the best way to reach an individual, a politician, a president, is to reach them during the first year or during the year that they're running for office. After that first year, they've already made commitments, and it's very difficult to reroute the monies or reappropriate the monies. So this particular program, it's a new program, and we're looking for new monies. We don't want to use old monies that has been appropriated. So therefore, on the platform of the new or the person running for office, we can ask that this be on their platform, that they would address corruption by putting into system various electronic documentation systems. So we're looking for new monies, and we're looking for a new program on the platform. So it's very difficult. Again, it's very difficult to go after old monies. We want new monies to start a new program.
Go ahead.
Let me add on a little bit. Just to add on a little bit, Nathan. This is Alan.
Go ahead, Alan. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Another angle, just to tack into that, while we are looking for new money, an important aspect of the fight against corruption is the plug-in, if you like, of money that could be collected that ends up in the pockets of either corrupt government officials or corrupt agents at our port of entry, for instance. You know, money that we have been collecting to go to the government coffers. Because I've had experience and stories of people telling us that my friend took a truck to Zambia. So now this one is going to be maybe 5 days before we can clear. You know, somebody else who lives in Zambia came and said, don't worry about it. Let me be the one to talk to them. Once the truck was out, that should have taken 5 hours after they had been dried. So those are areas that also need to be plugged. So the question is, how do we suggest to government, without sounding condescending or sounding like you guys don't know what you are doing, you are pathetic, how do we suggest ways in which those areas can be tracked? You know, because in Tanzania it's working because Magufuli has taken it personal. Lungu has not taken that stand. So how do we go around about achieving the same result? You know, in a way that will result, because I know that confronting them like you are useless is not going to use them without. We've been doing that for years.
No.
Nothing's changing.
No. In fact, before Bianchi comes in very quickly here, before Bianchi comes in, the reason the ambassador is going to be at our event in September is not just that thing of being guest of honor. Is going to participate in all the discussions, deliberations we're going to be doing on the business day, which is Saturday, the whole day. He's going to be that government representative and figure there and be able to hear from us. That's the reason the ambassador is going to be there. And him and I have had that conversation, okay? So, in 2 minutes here, Pianti, go ahead before we conclude.
Nathan, there's some background noise going on. There's some background noise that is difficult to pick you up.
Right. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, Pianti, go ahead.
Yeah, I was. What is it that we're trying to do? I didn't quite catch everything. I know you mentioned something about records. Are you trying to digitize all records in order to remove the corruption that exists with the way things are now? Everything is on books and paper and so on.
Yes, yes, Pianti. What we're looking at is we're suggesting a way to reduce corruption. And as Alan had mentioned, if you go to the ports or you go to obtain documentation, you usually give in money to the individual, and you don't know where that money go. So we're saying we're going to electronic put in an electronic system where you'll get a document and you won't have to see an individual or give the individual money. To go right into the system and you get a receipt for it.
Yeah, now that is does it.
You know what, Pianti, that's another list we can provide to the government. The first list is the list of names that have expertise in converting systems into electronic systems. And the second thing is what Alan is talking about, identify the areas in which need to be put into electronic documentation exchange. So there's two lists that can be provided.
Dr. Parks and Pianti, can we continue those comments in our next segment? We've run out of time.
Okay.
I just want to mention to everybody, let's go back on top of the hour on open forum. Before we go, I just want to say to the embassy staff in Washington, D.C., to the ambassador and everybody, our sincere condolences on the passing of the first Secretary of Politics, Mr. Albert Mwansantimena. They had a memorial service for him yesterday in Washington, D.C. So our hearts and our prayers go out to the ambassador, the staff, and the family of the late Mr. Ntemena, and everybody, let's take note of that. There is mourning going on at the embassy right now. So on behalf of the ZBTR family, we want to say our sincere condolences. Okay, everybody, let's call back in. We are switching over here to open forum with Roger. I hope you enjoyed our talk with Mulukwesa, and we're looking forward to working with her and to support her.
But you never fire,